This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli military spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari saying this morning, with a broken heart, we are with the families of Ori Danino, Alex Lobanov, Olmag Sarusi, Hirsch Goldberg, Poland, Carmel Gott, and Eden Yerushalmi. May their memory be blessed. A few hours ago, we informed the families the bodies of their loved ones were located in the IDF in an underground tunnel in Rafah. The military had all six been killed shortly before they were to be rescued by Israeli forces. In a separate development, gunmen shot and killed two people and wounded a third when they opened fire on a vehicle in the occupied West Bank, where Israel has been carrying out large-scale military raids in recent days. Gaza's health ministry says it has begun a multi-day campaign to inoculate children in Gaza against polio and prevent the spread of the virus. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks said that on the latest reports of Russian airstrikes in Ukraine,
five people have been killed by Russian shelling in the Ukrainian town of Khasiv Yar as Moscow's troops push ahead in eastern Donetsk. Its regional governor said the shells struck a high-rise building and a private home. He urged the last remaining residents in the frontline town to leave, which had a pre-war population of 12,000. Authorities say a further two people have been killed by Russian strikes in the Kharkiv region. One victim was pulled from the rubble of a house, while a second died of her wounds while being transported to a hospital. Meanwhile, Russia's Ministry of Defense has said it's captured the town of Pivnichne, also in Ukraine's Donetsk region. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The Philippines and China on Saturday accused each other of intentionally ramming Coast Guard ships in disputed waters of the South China Sea. Reuters' Fiona Jones reporting.
The Philippine Coast Guard said that the China Coast Guard vessel 5205, quote, directly and intentionally rammed the Philippine vessel without provocation. They added that the ramming damaged the Philippines' 320-foot ship, but no one was injured. In a statement, a China's Coast Guard spokesman said a Philippine ship, quote, illegally stranded at the shoal, had lifted anchor and, quote, deliberately rammed a Chinese vessel. He called on the Philippines to withdraw immediately or bear the consequences. Beijing claims almost the entire South China Sea. The Permanent Court of Arbitration in 2016 found China's sweeping claims had no legal basis, a ruling Beijing rejects.
A worrying question for health officials in one of the richest and most developed areas of the African continent. That is, why are babies being born with HIV when free medication is available to prevent mother-to-child transmission? In the first half of this year, 232 babies were born with HIV in South Africa's region, which includes Johannesburg and the capital, Pretoria, and is home to at least 15 million people. Pregnant women in South Africa can access HIV testing and antiviral therapy free of charge from health facilities. Alarmed health officials believe even one case of mother-to-child HIV transmission is too many. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports a Mississippi bus crash has killed at least seven people and injured more than three dozen others.
Seven people were killed, including a six-year-old boy and his 16-year-old sister in Mississippi, after a bus overturned Saturday morning on Interstate 20, injuring dozens more. The NTSB says the crash was caused by tire failure. Warren County Sheriff Martin Pace spoke with WLBT-TV.
It's terrible. Anytime you have anybody injured or killed, it's a horrible accident. But when you have multiple fatalities and multiple injuries, it just compounds the tragedy.
The coroner said the siblings were identified by their mother. Mississippi Highway Patrol says the bus was traveling west when it left the highway near Bovina in Warren County and flipped over. No other vehicles were involved. I'm Julie Walker.
Japan is a nation of hardworking people, and even in its language, it has a term for literally working oneself to death. Now the government is trying to address the worrisome labor shortage by coaxing more people and companies to adopt four-day work weeks. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.